Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do that. Any particular day is good, but today, for some unbeknownst reason, might even be a especially good day. I have no idea exactly why, except it is National Hamburger Day and National Sierra Club Day, which somehow seems opposite ends of the spectrum, but maybe not. Maybe you just go and eat your hamburger in a forest. That's not a bad idea. It turns out the problem about meat is that it leaves a huge carbon footprint. Not only animal it does, but it takes a huge amount of food to translate it into edible. And turns out that that meat should probably be thought of as a luxury for all of us, not even poor people, but for everybody, just for the sake of the planet. Not to mention the sake of our intestines. Not terrifically good for us, but what can I tell you? All right. That was not a paid political announcement. Remember when Oprah took on the meat industry? Had to go to court? She won. That's how she met Dr. Phil. Do you know that? He was a jury consultant. So I told you, I'm the queen of trivia. 855-993-7569. In this day, in 585 BC, always highly questionable as far as I'm concerned, but nevertheless, a solar eclipse occurred, as predicted by the Greek philosopher and scientist Thales. This is one of the cardinal dates from which other dates can be calculated. So there, we shouldn't probably even argue with it, just because solar eclipses apparently are worth dating. I said before, I worked on an archaeology dig in southern France at one point, and the stratigraphy, the layering, was used for carbon-14 dating, and it actually was one of the ones that was used in the same way as kind of a specific focus point. Focal point for C-14 dating, and it turns out that it was off a little bit. And the way they do carbon-14 is dealing with the magnetic poles of the Earth. It's actually a relatively, depending on how your perspective, it's either incredibly simple once you get it, but until you get it, it's like a lot of things in life, right? Until you get it, it just seems completely unintelligible. Once you get it, it's fairly straightforward, like Delta X, C-14, solar eclipses. You can tell that my geek background is coming out. In San Francisco in 1892, on this very day, which is one of the reasons it's the Sierra Club Day, John Muir organized the Sierra Club, hence Muir Woods in San Francisco, right outside of San Francisco. In 1907, the first Isle of Man TT race was held. What is a TT race? Do I know?
It is a motorcycle time trial race.
Well, there you go. Did you know that before you put this up?
I didn't know the date, but I'm a big fan of motorcycle racing and motorcycle things. So
that's
a cool date for me.
Have you ever been to Bilbao and seen the Malcolm Forbes motorcycle exhibit?
No, I haven't.
You would like that, presumably. I mean, yeah, I liked definitely. It, and I've actually been to York, Pennsylvania, and ridden a test Harley. Believe it or not, been
cool.
To where they, yeah, how, is that cool around the test track? It's really fun.
Yes,
I don't know if they let me go very fast. They figured if I got killed, it probably wouldn't be good for their, or maybe it would have been good for their brand name. Who
probably
knows?
Not great.
Yeah, shrink, shrunk. I don't know. 1937, the Golden Gate Bridge was officially opened by FDR, who pushed a button signaling the start of vehicle traffic over the span. Yesterday was pedestrian traffic. So I guess they let people go over it first to make sure it was good enough for cars. As I said, if you ever are in San Francisco, certainly it's an iconic bridge, and it's the George Washington Bridge in New York would be much more famous if the San Francisco Golden Gate didn't exist, because it actually is the longest span in, I think in the world, but certainly in the United States. And the GW Bridge had that distinction before the Golden Gate Bridge was open. But they both sway a fair amount. Golden Gate, for some reason, I remember as being more swayy. Maybe it was just a windier day. But walking across bridges is kind of a fun thing to do, as long as you don't look down. 1937, a VW manufacturer was founded. So our first bug. In 1952, the women of Greece are granted the right to vote. Think about that. 1952. That's really pretty modern. The United States can at least hold their head up a little higher than that. And in 2002, the Mars Odyssey found signs of large ice deposits on the planet Mars, which kind of reignited, if it had ever sort of diminished, our interest in Mars, because if there's ice, there has to be
water.
Water. Exactly. And if there's water, in theory, there could be life. So there we go. 855-993-7569. Good story. High school seniors donate their class trip money to a principal battling cancer. Good thing for, I mean, every once in a while there are really some nice stories about people doing nice things for one another. We sort of try and promote those because there's so much that says that people are not doing nice things for one another. All right, so we've been sort of our ongoing, I guess we're going to be doing this for a while, of our ongoing concern about wasted food, where 40% of the food, edible food in the United States is wasted. 40%. Think about that. Here's another story, which, I mean, it's kind of appealing as well. 6 billion pounds of perfectly edible produce is wasted because it's ugly. I think those of us who feel like we're ugly fruit should just get together and unite and have a telethon. Let's see what ugly. There's a crowdfunded company called Imperfect. And they're trying to minimize the waste by working with farmers to source cosmetically challenged seasonal produce and deliver it to subscribers' homes on a weekly basis. I'd do that. Would you do that?
I would.
Yeah. A California-based startup reached its fundraising goal earlier this month and plans to begin service in Oakland and Berkeley this summer. They have kind of a funny-looking tomato, and it says, "My curves are good for you." It says farmers should profit, making money off crops that would have otherwise been trashed in landfills. Customers benefit because the fruit and veggies cost 30 to 50% less than they would at a grocery store and taste exactly the same as its physically attractive counterparts. You're going to feel good knowing that by eating Imperfect, you're helping to reduce food waste and protect the environment from the greenhouse gases that rotting food emits. I would do that. So there
Absolutely.
You go.
I would do it too.
All right, so the name of that, just in case you want to find out about it, is Imperfect. And they have an Indiegogo fundraising video. This kind of grassroots fundraising stuff is doing some really interesting things. Whoever came up with that, the crowdfunded stuff, came up with the idea. I mean, I think they're doing some really great things. They did things about taking used denim and making it into insulation for houses. They did something about donating coats to homeless people. So there we go. There's apparently another initiative led by endfoodwaste.org called Ugly Fruit and Vegetables promotes hideous-looking produce on a global scale. On its website, Ugly Fruit and Vegetables lists sellers around the world who participate in providing low-cost, unattractive fruit and vegetables to consumers, helping to support environmental causes as well as farmers and shoppers. You know, I think we should do that. So there we go. So ugly fruit. And I just, I did something. I have some strawberries that are sort of a little bit past their, you know, when strawberries get that kind of slightly bitter undertaste to them, which means they're a little too ripe.
Mm-hmm.
Not, God forbid, I certainly couldn't think about throwing them away. So I freeze them, and then I use them either for strawberry sauce and ice cream, or I make them in smoothies.
Oh, there you go.
And because, you know, in smoothies you usually add some sugar, which I don't, and you add some ice cubes. So if it's frozen strawberries, it serves a dual purpose, and they taste fine. Just dump some yogurt in and maybe a banana. No wasting. All right, so we're sort of all getting on this bandwagon of less waste. I mean, I think the ugly fruit thing is really a great idea. You know, who cares what it looks like, especially if it tastes okay. Do we really need cosmetic surgery on our fruits and vegetables? I think not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756-9. We thought yesterday we did the FIFA story, right? Which is, and I actually found out a little more about it. We know that it was, the indictments came from the U.S. Attorney General's office, from the FBI, the Swiss are cooperating in terms of extraditing people. There are a bunch of arrests made. I think there are 49 counts. The original sort of CNN blurb on my phone said 50 people were had been arrested. It's not that many. I think it's only about 14 at this moment, but expected to go higher. And the story behind it, do you know the story behind it? That there was a whistleblower. Well, the whistleblower, it turns out, didn't pay his taxes. So the IRS got him. The IRS is also involved in this. So he made a deal with the IRS. And it turns out that the guy was a soccer dad. He was from Brooklyn. Apparently was selling happy faces to make ends meet. And somehow, I suppose that one of the reasons, I mean, that he didn't pay his taxes is that he was probably getting some serious bribes. And so the dilemma comes, do you admit to something it's illegal or not admit to it and not pay your taxes? And apparently he decided the latter, and the IRS said, I don't think so. And so that's what's bringing this whole thing down and out in the open and whatever. It's a guy from Brooklyn who didn't pay his taxes. And so the IRS came out of it after him, and he made a deal. All right, so that's numero one. All right, so it was interesting enough to me that I thought, well, you know, there supposedly the guy who's the head of his name is Blatter, which a great name. The guy who's head of FIFA is viewed as the most powerful sports figure in the world, because soccer is the most popular game in the world, and he's the one who determines where it goes and you know what the television rights are and the endorsement. So it's a huge business, like billions of dollars, right? And they're being brought down. They're saying that it's one of the most corrupt institutions that they've seen. They describe it as akin to drug cartels and the mafia. Not exactly the people you want to be associated with necessarily. All right, so we asked, what do you think the most corrupt organization or institution?
Yep. Organization.
Organization, good.
Mm-hmm.
In the world is. All right, do you have any opinion on this, Trevor? Do you have any sense about who you think the really...
You know, looking at business at a corporate level, it's hard not to see a lot of organizations acting strictly in their best interests and kind of against the interests of people, the world, workers, a lot of, you know, on and on and on. So corporate business is my vote.
Do you have any particular corporation in particular?
Oil companies, probably.
Nobody in particular.
Nobody in particular. Just a general blanket statement from me today.
Well, I mean, and there's some that are. I mean, there are some organizations that I've said before that one of my favorite things that I found out. I'm at the UN usually at least once a year, sometimes more than that, interviewing people. And there are really, in some ways, the last resort of the idealistic do-gooders. I personally think that Bill Clinton should take over as Secretary General because he has the clout and the prestige and the charisma to really make it an incredibly vital organization, as opposed to probably not as impactful as it could be. Nevertheless, I digress. But they have an organization that is the world's top 500 businesses to get together to say that they don't take bribes, they don't pollute the atmosphere, and they don't exploit their workers. I think those are the three guidelines, which I was absolutely surprised by, that you could get 500 of the world's largest corporations to agree to that. So, I mean, that seems to me a positive step.
That is a positive
step. That maybe the level of corruption and, I mean, what bothers me as much as people taking bribes, which I'm sure someone's going to mention legislative bodies, perhaps close to home, is the polluting of the atmosphere knowingly.
Absolutely.
And understanding that, you know, that we all have to live here, and you may not be around, but your kids probably are, or your grandkids, or their kids. And it's so short-sighted, not to mention, how much money can you spend? I mean, once you have your yacht and your 14 houses and your Gucci's and your Rolexes, what else are you going to buy? So
exactly.
Anyway. All right. So who do I think are the most corrupt? Do you know who I think the most corrupt are dictators in poor countries?
Mm-hmm.
Because someone said, I remember reading someplace, pity the poor people in a country that has vast national resources because they become slaves. And I think that those are probably the most corrupt because they're ripping off their own people. They get any foreign aid gets into their, whether it's the Marcoses or Idi Amin or people who do that to their own people seem to me, it's one thing to rip off to a stranger, but to rip off your own people, your own country, just seems to me, I mean, that defines corruption as far as I'm concerned.
That is pretty much to the heart of the definition of corruption.
Yeah, and it's not uncommon. I mean, it's very hard to find situations in which somebody, it's like I said, that absolute power corrupts absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's a really depressing look at human behavior. All right, let's see what other folk have said.
Tony says, almost any government.
You know, I'd like to think that there are some governments that are less corrupt than others. I mean, in theory, a democracy, I mean, my concern about our government is not its basis, because there is, and we've got checks and balances, and we've got two legislative branches. It's the lobbyists, the fact that the Supreme Court allows corporations to give money as individuals mm-hmm. and not have to declare mm-hmm. it. And that, I mean, that is corruption, I think.
Yep. Doug says, can we include Congress and the executive branch?
Yes. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. we can.
And along the same lines, Matt says, not sure if governments are the most corrupt, but since they are supposed to serve the people, it is the greatest travesty. Religions aren't far behind.
You know, it was one of the lines, I was thinking about it last night in An Act of God, the Jim Parsons show that I reviewed for you. And at one point, the premise of the play is that that God is best known for the Ten Commandments. That's his best known work, as he describes it. So he decides he's going to update a little bit. And one of the things he says is, thou shalt not wage war in my name. And he said, it's presumptuous. I'm good at killing. You know, I've done it through the ages. Leave me alone. Don't think you can kill better than I can. And stop saying that you're waging war in my name. It really, it's just demeaning. And I thought, you know, it's written, as I mentioned, and Jim Parsons is terrific in it. And I don't think there's anybody else whose essential sweetness would allow you to sort of offset the fact that there's really something to offend almost any religious person in this, and probably even people who aren't religious. But he, there's such a sweetness about him that it softens the edge a little bit. It's written, the writing is brilliant. It's written by the guy who writes for the Daily Show. But there is something in that of ripping off your own people and knowingly. Got to be a better way, folks. Got to find a conscience someplace. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People people 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. We're talking something that is kind of a little far afield from what we usually talk about. We usually look at the positive side of things and ways of making the world a better place. But I think, you know, sort of acknowledging where the problems lie is part of the way of solving them. And plus, there's a little bit of me that's a little ornery. And as Trevor said, I mean, the FIFA thing is getting a huge amount of play, I think as it should. But as Trevor says, on the scheme of things, it's not exactly the end of the world. I mean, it's the most powerful sports organization in the world, but it's not a government. It doesn't really have the way. I mean, it's not taking food out of people's mouths per se. It's not taking medical supplies and putting them on the black market. It's not taking refugees and putting them in concentration camps. I mean, it's not It's certainly corrupt, and I'm delighted somebody's going after them, and I think there are going to be some serious prison sentences. But as far as I'm concerned, the real value of the of FIFA and the Attorney General going after them is saying that corruption, and they're saying it's going back 24 years, that the world is a different place, and thinking you can get away with things, thinking you can hide things, thinking you can do bad stuff and never get caught is getting less and less possible. It's more and more problematic. And as far as I'm concerned, that's why FIFA should be on the front page. It's not because, to be quite honest, I give a tinker's damn about, you know, about these sort of corrupt human beings, except that they should be punished. But sending a signal to, as Trevor says, people who have much more impact, are much more wicked, much more corrupt. It seems to me kind of the part of the point that we say, all right, we're not going to tolerate it. It's not, it's, you know, that absolute power isn't absolute anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So there. All righty.
Okay, so Andrea says,
I'm all full of whatever. There we go.
No, it's good. Okay, so Andrea says, any drug company.
Well, there is a problem with drug companies, like cancer drugs were wildly expensive last year, and that seems to me a corrupt issue. I live in a capitalist society, right? I was brought up in a capitalist society. I have no problem with people doing well and making money and being able to enrich themselves and their family and their lives and hopefully do good work and they're philanthropic and all. But there comes a point at which you say, at what cost? And I think that's the point that hopefully as a world we're beginning to get to. It's really interesting. If you look at as many documentaries as I do, and some of the whistleblowers in the documentaries are people who've worked for the company, and some of them are very wealthy people. But there, and so I think part of it is that you maybe get to a point in your life where, I don't know if it's you're facing imminent judgment, maybe that's it, or just hopefully that you've had a moment to reflect that you actually were born with a conscience and say, wait a minute, is there a way to still be a capitalist, to still be wildly successful, to still have the most toys and yet share a little bit or not rip people off to this extent or find some human compassion? You'd like to think, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, there we go.
Okay.
Keep going.
So Chantal says, the wedding industry, experiencing it firsthand now, one of our vendors is trying to charge us 3 times as much as his advertised price, which we already agreed on and paid for.
Call the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And the Attorney General's office. There you go.
Yep. All right. Joyce says, government.
just blatantly, government every place.
Well, she also included a little picture that shows a dollar bill cleverly folded to say, we trust no one. So, very interesting.
That's the theme of the Spy Museum in D.C. I think it's not we trust no one, it's trust no one.
Mm-hmm.
Which, for me, it's trust your neighbor and tie up your camel at night. That you don't have to go through life being cynical, but you need to be careful, and you don't walk into a situation that makes it easy for someone to rip you off.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little more complicated than it would seem at first blush. There you go. Keep going.
Okay, so Alan says, WOR 710 radio.
For dumping me, is that what? Thank you. That was actually, listen, if you're ever going to, first of all, if you're going to get fired for something, as far as I'm concerned. So that was, I mean, look, it's never fun to get fired. It's never fun to get fired, period. And getting fired publicly, you know, isn't fun either. If you're a public person, there's really no place to hide. But having said that, number one, if you're going to get fired for something rather than, oh, well, we just didn't like our ratings. You know, so it was something I said, and I know exactly what it was. And if I had to do it all over again, I would probably do exactly the same thing. So there. I mean, because it was a moral statement as far as I was concerned, that there are things I'm willing to not talk about. There are things I'm willing to to, I guess, be silent is the same thing, or even something I'm willing, I'm not willing to lie about anything except my age, but that's a different issue. But there are some things that I can sort of leave alone, but there's some things that I can't. And, you know, at some point, it seems to me that having your own radio program is an enormous, I think, responsibility. It's an enormous gift. It's an enormous pleasure. But I think with it does come the, I mean, and in theory could be enormously powerful. Me, that's a little iffy. But if you some, it's kind of what we're talking about on a very minor level. That if you don't do what you think is right, what the hell are you thinking about? What are you doing on this earth? And your sense of right may not coincide with everybody's sense of right, but if you know it to be right in your heart and in your head and then in your pancreas, then you do it. So I have, you know, it was not much fun. So that was number one, that getting fired for something rather than nothing. So that's okay. Not fun, but okay. The second was, it's probably as close to a eulogy as I will ever get in my life. That, well, it happened actually once. I've only been fired twice in my life. Or, well, that's not true. I've actually been fired three times, but twice in broadcasting. And in both times, it made this huge fuss, which completely out of proportion. The first time was in San Francisco, and it made the front page of all three newspapers, including the third being the San Jose Mercury. I mean, it was amazing. Again, embarrassing, but amazing. And this time, you know, that there were websites, and so it was, it wasn't all bad. And you always learn, so there we go. So thank you. Keep going.
Okay.
Again, on the scheme of life, it's probably doesn't even get a blip on the radar, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, right. So, Boom, I guess.
Boom. Boom. Remember from Boom from yesterday.
First name. Says FIFA.
Well, that was, yeah, but again, I mean, certainly no argument that there's widespread and incredible corruption and longstanding. So no argument. But the question is, as Trevor says, on the larger scale, the world stage, how much difference does it actually make? And you know, we'll find out. I suppose if you're a soccer fan, it does make a lot of difference. And even if you're not, again, as far as I'm concerned, the value of it from my point of view is sending a message,
mm-hmm.
which is beware, you little corrupt monsters, you. It's not, you know, you're not going to get away with it as easily as you have in the past. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, keep going.
Julie says, banks' fees are outrageous and not enough interest paid out.
Well, banks, you know, I've had my run-ins with banks. I like my bank now. I actually think I have a good bank now. But I actually had a situation where I had a receipt, and they lost the money, and I had the receipt. And they accused me of, they accused me of something. But given the fact that I had the receipt and it was from their people, I'm not sure exactly what they accused me of, but they said that it wasn't true. They actually had to give me the money because I had the receipt. But they did not go quietly. They made it my fault. And which it wasn't. I mean, they just lost it. And it was a significant amount of money, but I had the receipt. The moral of the story, meaning always get a receipt and make sure you keep the receipt. So.
Yep.
Alrighty, Corruption 101. And I have a mild confession, which I will make to you guys when I return. Give me a phone call if you'd like, 855-993-7569. We'd love to hear from you. We are not corrupt. 855-99. Dr. Joy, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about corruption as a result of the FIFA story, which is only, I think, it's only starting. We're going to see a lot more of this because it's widespread. It has to do with the most popular sport in the world. It has to do with the organization that is viewed as the most powerful in sports, in the sports world. Talking about billions of dollars, and also, as far as I'm concerned, because it's sending a it's sending a message, one hopes. Let me also just be very honest with you. I had an errand to run this morning before the program, and when I was coming back, the highway that I live next to was completely blocked off. So I went up to one of the police officers and said, what's going on? Somebody across the street from me jumped off the building, 20th story. And I know some people in that building, and I haven't had the time or, I suppose, the courage to call and make sure that my friends are all okay, which I don't think they live on the 20th floor. But there's something very obviously upsetting about it, and the fact that it is literally close at hand, that it had just happened. I did not see it. As far as I know, I don't know the person. But and I suppose being a psychologist, there's that kind of knee-jerk response of, oh, gee, I wish I'd known, I could have helped, which, of course, is not true. And I'm not really even trying to be arrogant. I'm just, you know, there's that impulse of, geez, Louise, that what could have made somebody so unhappy and so literally to the edge that they couldn't see an alternative? And as a result of that, I was trying to decide whether or not to talk about it at the beginning of the program, and I thought, nah, I don't really want to burden. I don't want to talk necessarily about suicide all hour. And there's really not very much to be said about it, except it was upsetting. But I think it's part of my, because I'm hearing myself being sort of unusually, if not dogmatic, at least energized about stuff that I probably would be a little calmer about under ordinary circumstances. And it occurs to me, since you guys are always honest with me, that I had that responsibility of being honest with you as well. So I think that's part of what's fueling my my need to distract myself a little bit. So, and listen, what's more distracting than corruption? Or what's more corrupting than distraction? I don't know, either one. All right, so that's my confession. So now you know. All right, so let's go back to corruption.
Okay, Matthew okay. says, the UN, Saudi Arabia on Human Rights Council, ?
Well, you know, there's that old adage, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Do you know? So maybe I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure I view the UN as corrupt per se, as perhaps impotent more than corrupt, but maybe not. Okay.
Yeah. So Mark says the church.
Yeah, even the Pope is taking that on. I was having a discussion with someone the other day, and I, you know, even in a country that separates church and state, which this one clearly does, it would seem to me that I don't think that maybe churches should be taxed or universities. But I think church property, I think university property, I think property, income-producing property, should be taxed. That, I mean, I think the edifice itself, the church, the university, that's one thing. But I think if you've got income-producing property, you tax it, which is going to make me really popular in a whole lot of circles. Not so much. There we go.
Makes sense to me. Tracy says, insurance! Exclamation point.
You wouldn't get an argument from me on that today. I've had kind of a run-in with the insurance policy. I was sold that insurance policy was completely inappropriate for me, and then tried to get the money back and was given about 20 cents on the dollar. So, what can I tell you? And my dad sold life insurance, but I never knew very much about it. He never really talked very much about it. But I think at the end of his life, he said it was not, you know, and I'm very mixed about it. I think that if you have children and you're young and your children are young, because I've heard horror stories, and I've worked with State Farm on their program of just an awareness that most people in this country don't have life insurance. Health insurance, whole different issue. But and I think it depends on what stage you are at your life. But if we all knew we were going to die, then it probably wouldn't be important. But given the fact that we do not, it seems to me that you want to make sure that you don't leave a financial mess for people you love, because it makes having to mourn your loss is one thing. Having to mourn your loss and move out of your house and sell your car and go into debt and maybe pull your kids out of school, it's a whole different ballgame. So, all right, keep going. So I'm going to see how much trouble I can get myself into today. So far I'm doing pretty well, I would say, in terms of trouble. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, so Alex says the U.S. Congress because it's clearly for sale to the highest bidder.
Yeah. Yeah, we really got to get convention election reform. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely agree with you.
Okay, Genevieve says FIFA currently being accused of taking bribes and skimming money.
Yeah, well, they seem to have a fair amount of proof, so.
Yep, yep. Okay, Dana says Monsanto because they're poisoning us.
Monsanto's been on everybody's hit list for a very long period of time, and I'm not sure why not much has been done, because I think there have been huge settlements against them, haven't there been? I remember Monsanto during, Monsanto Evil, let's see. That's it. The Complete History of Monsanto, the World's Most Evil Something. Let's see what it says. The World's Most Evil Corporation. Let's see what they say about Monsanto. Of all the mega corporations running amok, Monsanto has consistently outperformed its rivals, earning the crown of most evil corporation on Earth. Not content to simply rest upon its throne of destruction, it remains focused on newer, more scientifically innovative ways to harm the planet and its people. Whoa. This was written about a year ago. The company was founded in 1901. The government, they sold, the company's first product was chemical saccharin, sold to Coca-Cola as an artificial sweetener. Even then, the government knew saccharin was poisonous and sued to stop its manufacture, but lost in court, thus opening the Monsanto's Pandora box, begin poisoning the world through the soft drink. Well, this doesn't seem like a terribly balanced article, but apparently they've created attractions in Disney World, in Tomorrowland.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
They admit the evidence proving the persistence of these compounds in the universal presence as residues in the environment is beyond question. The public and legal pressures to eliminate them to prevent global contamination are inevitable. The subject is snowballing. Where do we go from here? The alternative is go out of business, sell the hell out of them as long as we can, and do nothing. Try to stay in business, have alternative products. Ooh, that's an internal memo. Okay, well, our discussion of corruption continues. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at ondecklending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.